Native American students are running almost 1,100 miles from Mobridge, South Dakota, to Perch Lake Township, Minnesota. It's all to show support for activists and protesters trying to stop construction of an oil pipeline, SDPB's Megan Feary reports.
Members of the Standing Rock, Cheyenne River, and Lower Brule tribes left Mobridge Monday on foot. Most are young, juniors and seniors in high school. One runner is 12. Older mentors chaperone and drive alongside with water and snacks, but everyone pitches in.
I don't think we've had a single person here who hasn't ran.
That's Montgomery Brown. He helped organize the event. It's called a healing prayer run. Brown says it has a long history.
Before indigenous people came about to riding horse, a lot of messages were carried on foot.
In 2016, Brown ran from Standing Rock to Washington, D.C. in protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline. He says a lot of people joined in support, including some from Minnesota. He says it's his turn to reciprocate.
So coming to stand in solidarity with our friends and our families and our relatives in Minnesota, you know, that's just a way of honoring what they passed on to us.
Activists are protesting the Enbridge Line 3 project, which is underway in Minnesota. The Line 3 pipeline already exists. It was built in the 1960s. Enbridge is replacing it. But Line 3's new route is different. Protesters say it crosses numerous watersheds, contributes to climate change, and violates treaty rights. Joseph White Eyes is another organizer for the prayer run.
They're allowing them to destroy our habitat, something that sustained the people out that way. It's just astonishing, and the desecration that's being allowed by the United States government, it's a lot.
Enbridge says in an email to SDPB that the company, quote, has shown ongoing respect for tribal sovereignty, end quote. The company also says Line 3, quote, is the most studied pipeline project in Minnesota history, end quote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.